Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
It is 9:08 on Namibia's Heart and Soul, the NSK and Shaquan, your favorite Cindy Yellow-Vettel.
Come on. And right, if you're saying no, you are lying.
Yeah. He's a hater.
You are fingering.
Hater. It's 9:08. Thank you so much once again for choosing us. It's been a fantastic Friday morning. Mm. We've discussed a lot. We had Kizomba and Shaquan is still sour about that loss.
Do you want to fight? Really? I'm so mad at everybody, honestly. Maybe also our guest can actually have a listen to it and then she tells us what song she actually prefers.
You know what? We'll do
Why
that.
Why not?
We'll do that.
Yes.
Now, check this out on Fridays. Every other Friday, well, most of the Fridays, we bring in superstars. Okay. We bring in national treasures. We bring in people who we gossip about. We bring in people who we vouch for.
Mm-hmm.
We bring in people who we even hate, for that matter.
Whoa.
We've had a couple of people in here that we...
It was a little bit rough sometimes.
You know what I mean? Just to understand their perspective and to understand what type of human being they are.
Mm.
And one such person has been the subject of a lot of conversation since the launch of Miss Namibia. Actually, since... the actual launch, since she was confirmed as a finalist. This name kept coming up one way or another. Insta, Twitter, Facebook, WhatsApp groups, you name it. Why, who's this person?
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Why is she so cute?
You know, Shaquan is going to do all of that.
Okay, I'm sorry. I can't contain myself.
And this person has, notwithstanding Miss Namibia, has been an incredible person of society.
Yeah.
Miss NAST 2023, okay? That's her crown.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, she is also an SRC member for the portfolio of gender, health, and development. And I have a quick story to tell you, Shaquan.
Yeah.
By the way, I ran for SRC when I was at NAST, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I lost.
Who do we fight?
And I hated...
Sorry, why do I like fighting? Mm-hmm.
Politics since then. But it was polytechnic days.
Yeah.
I don't like losing. I don't. I really don't.
It's all good.
And she's also a businesswoman. She's an entrepreneur. She's a hustler. But most importantly, she's the Miss Namibia first runner-up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about none other than Lena Lindiwe Mugena.
Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Lovely. So, I need to ask this very important question. Did you wake up like that? You just wake up and you're cute every day?
Today, I don't even feel that.
You don't
pretty.
Even feel cute? You're so pretty.
Are you serious? You know how gorgeous you are, dude. Like, I'm looking at this girl. She probably just did like, you know, just a...
Soft
gland.
Yeah, soft gland. It's there, but it's not there.
It's called the what? It's called
soft gland. But welcome, welcome. We're so happy to have you. Mm. How has life been ever since you joined this whole crazy journey of Miss Namibia?
Mm.
That's all I can say.
Nee.
Yo. But I think that at this point of my life, There's so much that I'm exposed to. It's so overwhelming sometimes, but now I have to get used to it.
Yeah.
When you go on campus, it doesn't really feel like you're an ordinary student now because everybody's just staring at you.
Yeah.
And then you have those days where you are just grateful that you actually are now in this position, being one of the brand ambassadors for Namibia, and absolutely, so many opportunities are like in line. And it's just, it's a very crazy journey. Crazy. Today you are so happy that you are this person, and tomorrow you're just like, oh, I kind of miss my life then when I could just walk.
Being in your own little corner.
Without anybody really coming to you. But now, wherever you go, trust me, you must top.
Mm. You must. Absolutely. But what would you say part of the journey itself was the most fulfilling part and probably the most difficult part about the whole journey?
I would say the most fulfilling part was getting the opportunity to actually learn a lot about yourself on this journey.
Yeah.
Because on the journey of Miss Namibia, you also learn so much about the things that you actually never knew about yourself. Like for me, I never really knew I had so much confidence like that.
Girl,
knowing that I'll be on a national TV,
and
I wasn't even nervous on that day. I think also putting out my advocacy, it's very dear to my heart, and it's so beautiful that so many people see value in it, and they're willing to be part of it. And knowing that my dad is so proud of me, you know, you're very close to your father, and now you're putting out this advocacy because of him. I think that
amazing. We had to give you an air horn.
That's amazing.
Yes, now I think that was the most fulfilling part of my journey. And I would say the most difficult part of my journey was doing everything on my own. I didn't have a mentor since the beginning. I had to do
of this journey.
Yes.
Really?
That is insane.
I didn't have a mentor since day one. I would just pick up a few things here and there, small advice from different people. And I would honestly say the support system was crazy. I would get a few people that have familiarized themselves with the organization and everything about pageantry. And they would just give me like a few tips on what I should work on. But I think that was the most difficult part, especially when we traveled to Divundu, to Zambezi region. It was 10 days. And now I had to you know, I had to smuggle in so much on my own, because now I have to now think too much about when I go to Ventuk, who's going to prepare my what do you call? My photo shoots, advocacy, my projects, my community projects. Because usually when you have a mentor, I think there are people playing
that run around for those things.
Yeah, they help you with all these things. And now you have to do all this on your own. It was so overwhelming, and it can also get emotional sometimes. Because you feel alone and you're just like, can't I just get someone who's really willing to help me while I'm away? When I get back to Ventuk, then I can just go forth with my photo shoots and
everything is already aligned.
So that was the most difficult part of it.
My goodness. Wow. Is that still the case? Do you still have is there not a team? Is there like at least 2-3 people that, you know, since then?
Till now, I don't have a team. My sister is the only person that used to help me, and maybe a couple of friends. I would ask them, please come with me. I have a community project that I have to run, or this and that, and then they'll come on board. They'll always come on board. But my sister was literally the only person that was always by my side. I would have my photo shoots, let's say, till 10 p.m. And she's there. She will be helping me. And then a few people like Fluffy, Sina, they would help me here and there. And then Dio, I'm just giving a shout out to them, because they really helped me with my journey.
Now, I mean, the reason why this is a bit puzzling for us is because last year when we had Osi Jamila in the studio here, she mentioned 2 or 3 mentors, and a whole community that was behind her, that was helping her, like physically, literally, you know, her management, her emails, and all that, apart from the organization itself. And we know how well she did. And it's just really puzzling that that you didn't have any help like that. Where's the family guy? Like, you know what I mean? Or are you guys like a small knit?
Yeah, we are a small family, but they would only come in financially.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Because in the end, finance wasn't a problem. I would rather say support. Thank God. The support was there, but I think that when it comes to pageantry, you need to know the insides of it. What is it that I'm supposed to do? What do the judges look at? And those are the things that I didn't know. I just watched YouTube and did what I could do, honestly. What I felt was right, what I felt that could help so many people look up to me and inspire the young ones. That was it. I didn't really have a...
Okay, but you know what? Thank God that you have actually, or you took initiative on your own to just educate yourself into the space and actually making it as far as you did. So I want to take it back into time. Tell us about baby Lena. Where did you grow up? Where did you go to school? What was your favorite snack? And it's gonna give me something else.
You know what I mean?
We just want to know about you, where you grew up. Who are some of those people that you can thank today for the young lady that you are?
Well, I grew up in Katutura.
Where in Tura?
Korean Hub.
Korean Hub is amazing.
That's where I grew up, I would say that is where I got my drive to really become someone bigger, because I think that a lot of young girls from rural areas or rural communities, they have this tendency of undermining their potential just because this is where we come from. However, my parents are very big on education, and they would never let you skip a day. Even if you are sick, like no one's business, my parents will tell you, go to school. Unless you really can't walk, then
you will make it.
You know, now that she mentioned Korean Khabne, it reminds me of this. There were two ladies just next to Vulwan Brock that would sell these nice fair cookies, bruh. Like these big ones. Just like those big ones. Like huge. Like that's my breakfast.
And lunch and dinner.
But anyway, so it's quite surprising to you. I actually thought maybe you were like a Dongaroo girl or like you know, Vambulokasi type of vibe. You know what I mean? I swear. Like, wow. So the family home is in Korean Khab.
Okay. That's where I grew up. And then later,
where did you go to school?
I was at Eros Primary School. And then I completed Dr. Auckland High, and then went to Tucson to improve my grade 12. And then went to NAS.
What happened? What did you do grade 12, girl? Like, what happened?
It's a grade 12.
What happened? What one?
I think grade 12, I was just getting too excited, man. You know, knowing that now my parents gave me like a small sense of freedom. I got too excited, and also my friends and I were not really that serious with school. So I actually failed my grade 12. So I had my modules on high level, and then I failed all of them when I got 14 points that time. And then I was like, no, I have to go back to school. And my parents were like, no, I don't think you'll be able to you know, to continue some, get like maybe just something else that you that can work. But I'm like, guys, you know, I'm a bookie girl. I'm not that kind of girl that can just fail like that. I know why I failed. So I said, no, I'm going to Tucson. I want to get some subjects on high level, and then some on ordinary. On ordinary level. And I did so well. I ended up having 38 points in the end.
For grade 12? That's like, with subjects on high level even.
I'm just here. I'm caught up in how modest and humble she's being. But she's saying, listen, don't play with me.
Just a young 38.
It wasn't easy. I really had to push. Also, with Edu Tutorials, it was more like a homeschooling thing. They really helped me because I was there full time. I was very determined to make sure that I don't waste my parents' money. And now,
did you, when you went to Tucson, right? Did you get rid? Now I said get rid, right? But this was just us here. Did you get rid of your friends?
No, we are still friends. I just decided that, you know what, now I'm in that era that I need to really focus and make my dad and my mom proud. And then I decided to shift a bit.
And 91.4 Namibia's heart and soul.
It is 9:23 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. The NSK and Shekwan is on your radio. We also have Lindiwe Mugena in studio. Miss Namibia First Runner Up 2024. We are live on your TikTok.
Yes, we're live on her TikTok and also our Instagram.
On our Instagram, Fresh FM. Coolio. Now, listen, look, I just want to say, look, I'm sorry, I'm really puzzled by this thing that you're alone. But my last comment on this, okay, is that zero mentors, you had YouTube, your own inclination, you booked you nailed Miss Nas 2023.
No mentor too.
And here you are, first run up, Miss Namibia 2024. So can you imagine if she actually just gets some sort of support, sort of team, some sort of agency behind her, some sort of like structure behind you, the things that that you will be able to achieve. How many years you've got the support of Miss Namibia, in the absence of Priska. But like your own brand, I think that would be amazing. Speaking of which, there was a lot of drama with this whole Miss Namibia situation, right? And I say drama in the sense of, because if you follow TikTok and Twitter, your name kept on coming up. It was your name. It was Priska's name. It was Georgina. What's her name? Sorry,
Georgia.
Also, the Hinda girl. GB sister.
Second runner.
No. GB sister. Get up in the sister.
Oh, the doctor.
The doctor. Oh, my word.
Hazel.
Hazel, thank you. Yes. She'll be so mad at me. And one more other person. These were the names that kept on coming up on Twitter and TikTok and Instagram. Like, yo. These
pay attention to this.
I believe these are our people. Mm-hmm. And so we get to top five. You know, the winners announced. We follow Twitter, and people were literally outraged that you did not win.
Yeah,
talk to us about that. Did you see that after the pageant? Did you feel it while on that stage? Make me understand what you know of that drama.
Felt it.
You felt it, in the hall.
Yes, I did. Because, you know, I don't really like talking about it sometimes because I don't like taking somebody else's shine away. And Prisca is really deserving of Miss Namibia. I wouldn't take that away. I just think that people saw, I think they saw bigger than just Miss Namibia, knowing that I would be a good Miss Universe representative from Namibia. I think that is maybe what upset them. But I don't know. I don't really know. From their side, but from my side, I'm just grateful that I was at least in the top two because I know I really worked hard, extremely hard.
Yeah. Without any mentors.
Yeah,
without. No, we need to emphasize, honey. We need to emphasize on that.
I really worked hard for this, and I didn't get what I wanted, but I'm grateful that at least they saw the potential in me, because being a first runner-up also says that we do see potential in you.
Yeah.
Being a brand ambassador. And that is.
You see, the reason why I asked this, just so I can contextualize this for you, Lindiwe, I'm a sore loser. I hate losing.
Even me.
You know, the two of us. maybe that's why we're such a fantastic combination on radio.
Yeah.
I love winning. Okay, I'm obsessed with winning, and if I don't win, I find ways to win one way or another. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna be very honest with you. If I put in that work, right, knowing for a fact, I'm not in this competition to be second place or third place or you know, or just, oh, I'm just taking part, you know, just for the experience. No, I want to win.
Yeah.
That's me. Mm-hmm. And I can own up to it. Mm-hmm. I will not be happy if someone else is number one and I'm number two. Mm-hmm. Right? I want to understand, what is your ethos? Are you the NSK or are you the opposite of NSK in terms of winning? And because you, because people were, there was some tweets that were saying, but it looks like Lina was not happy.
Mm-hmm.
Of being second place.
Happy.
There we go.
It's a competition in the end.
Fantastic.
It's a competition, and some people were even saying, no, she was too confident in this. I mean, it's a competition, and those are the fundamentals of being in a pageant space. You need to be very confident, not overconfident where you're not humble and you think you're better than the other girls. You just need that confidence. I mean, if you watched Miss Universe, those girls even look cocky.
They're always cocky year in, year out. It's crazy.
Of course I wasn't happy. I mean, I was like, what did I do wrong? I worked so hard. Maybe
it just wasn't the season.
God just had other plans for me.
So from that now, or that experience, where are we going to from here? And I think maybe just also emphasize on, you know, what you stand for. What are you going to be pushing right now? You mentioned something about, you know, mental health. This was off air. She mentioned something about mental health and advocating for mental health for the boy child and so forth. And also obviously because of the relationship that you have with your dad. Can you give us a little bit more context on that?
Okay, what I'll be pushing for is definitely my advocacy. I really think that it's crucial that we put it out there. I think, okay, in the year 2021, my dad got retrenched, It kind of, I could see it, you know, he's a man, he needs to act, you know, strong. But I could tell that it took a very big toll on his mental health.
Definitely.
I mean, somebody that was so used to paying school fees for all my siblings go to private schools. And you are used to this kind of lifestyle, and then overnight you just have to leave it, and your family needs to adapt to this. It wasn't easy. I could tell it from his face and from the way he would behave. But, you know, we are a very supportive family. And then I was like, no, man, why don't they create something that can help these people that get retrenched? Not just thinking about my father, mm-hmm. because now your lifestyle changes overnight.
Yes, quality of life.
Yeah, like, at least like a therapist or a psychologist, yeah. just somebody that can really talk to these people until they get used to a certain, you know, a certain change in their lives, and then they can move on from there. And then, yeah, so I decided to start with my advocacy and really help the boy, child, and man and promote positive masculinity. And then we also just want to create a balanced and inclusive society, because I think that we are really pushing so much for the girl child and we are forgetting
about the boy child.
Yeah, about the boy child. And now I think that I have the right team. The 4x4 initiative. And we
you're working with the 4x4 guys. Ah, they're fantastic. Yeah. Sydney Boys and Kudana them,
Yes. Now we're working together, and yeah, I think that is the only thing that I'll be pushing a lot. And maybe, I don't know, in terms of my pageantry, I really don't know where I'm going to represent now. Or if I have an international pageant that I'll represent Namibia on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I just have a lot of people pushing me to represent Miss Supra.
Nee.
Yeah, they're pushing, but I'm going to pray about it, because I'm really not sure. I need to focus on my school now also.
Which is going to be my next question, because you see, and you mentioned earlier on, you say you sometimes you miss the days where you can just like walk and, you know, not have 10-15 people.
Mm-hmm. And not having to dig in your bag for a pin because you gotta give an autograph.
I mean, you know, I'll check one. You know, like, listen, times have changed. People ask for selfies now. Okay.
Oh, is that
it? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Y'all don't expose our age. Feel old.
But check this out, right? Mm-hmm. I understand that bit, because back then when I was at Poly, right, I started radio already.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I started doing things in Ventuk already. Started performing and stuff. And you could see that my attention sort of kind of moved away a little bit from the books. Mm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And also like the popularity. And, oh, that's the guy that's on radio. Oh, that's the guy that performed yesterday. How are you coping with that? Because, listen, you were on a national stage. I was just in Ventuk back then. You're on a national stage.
Mm.
You are extremely popular. People love you. People are fighting. Even this morning I saw a tweet. People are fighting for you, literally, right? Mm. And you're on campus. And campus can be a bit of a, you know, it can be a bit of a drag, you know, from class to class. You have to need your notes. You need to speak to your lecturer. You need to be in group assignments. Because you're full-time. You're not doing this part-time, right? Like
now I'm doing part-time.
Now you're doing part-time. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. But it's still more or less the same demands.
Mm-hmm.
How the heck are you coping, dude?
Yeah. You know, when I'm at school sometimes, I just feel like I wish I had that superpower just to disappear.
Mm.
Yeah. Because now, you know, you also have to keep up with this public image. You always need to look beautiful. And
there we go.
You can't even wear sweatpants comfortably. Because like, you're Miss Namibia. Why are you dressed like this and that? But then also at the same time, when we have group assignments, you even see the excitement. Oh, my God. Look, we are. You know? Man. And you're just like, is it that deep? Is it really that deep?
Yeah.
Yeah. And also my lecturers, they're always like, oh, Lindiwe, you're so beautiful, you know, this and that. And you're just like, okay, thank you. I really appreciate this. But can we get back to
we
fall back to the school work and then back again. But how are you coping? Jeez. How is life? How does it feel being famous?
Yeah.
And they're like, do you think you will change this and that? I had a very beautiful conversation with one of my favorite lecturers, Mr. Kapwire. And he was like, you know what? Now you're in the limelight and everybody is all eyes on you. You need to be careful, this and that and that. And you should be humble on this journey, because you might just lose yourself. Yeah. And I told him, no, from the I would say my parents, they're already humble people.
Yeah.
So I think they already instilled that in me.
You've got that foundation, yeah.
I have that foundation.
Mm.
Yeah, so I think that my humbleness and my compassionate heart really helps me navigate through campus every single day.
Yeah.
So, you know, I put myself on the spot. Yeah. There's nothing I can do in the end.
But going forward, do you think you might need some psychological help, some sort of therapy, some sort of
no,
you've got it.
Yeah, I've
okay,
got it.
All right.
I mean, also just maybe to add on to that, if there's ever a point where you are struggling a little bit, like it's okay to also reach out for help in spaces like that. Mm-hmm. But also, I wanted to add on to what your lecturer said.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's okay for us to say that I would never be in a certain space or you know, certain situations or whatever it is. Yeah. But you mentioned that I'm not sure about Ms. Supra. What did you say?
Supra.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Supra. I'm gonna pray about it. Mm-hmm. So pray about it that your heart doesn't change,
mm-hmm.
because the thing is, like, you are exposed and you're so young and you're exposed. And you can take this advice because coming from a good place, and also because I'm old and I've been through life.
Mm-hmm.
certain spaces come with a lot.
Yeah.
And now there's so much attention on you. There's so much eyes on you and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just pray that your heart never changes,
mm-hmm.
so that you just remain this humble girl that you, that we made contact with the first day till mm-hmm. you coming here today, and mm-hmm. the one that we as a nation fell in love with on that stage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
When is your next charity drive?
Yeah.
Or are you still looking at it? Are you still planning it?
I'm still planning the charity drive, but we are having, I think it's at Rehoboth. We are going to visit Rehoboth to get more boys on board for the November intake camp.
Ah, yes, mm-hmm. yes.
The last one we had was recently in
they were actually in studio.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were in studio, right? what's his lady's name? I forgot his name.
Lame
was in studio. Yeah. Man, what a champ. What a champ. For me, I admire your mental strength.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I see the younger myself in you.
Oh.
I swear, dude, I was all over the stages, dude. I promise you, at your age,
mm-hmm.
And to be able to balance that, to be able to balance, you know, family and maybe even personal life. My goodness, wow, my lord. So I admire that.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you all the best.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You've got a friend in us. You've got a friend in Fresh FM.
Yeah, absolutely.
Charity work, you know, 4x4. We already know them. They are our friends as well.
Yeah.
Whatever you may need, reach out to us. And I mean, you know, let's hold hands.
Yeah. Absolutely. No, thank you so much for being here.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just a takeaway, because, you know, we have this thing where it's like, no, Fresh Breakfast is a safe space.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we always emphasize on the show, which you need to start listening to every day now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
We just emphasize on pouring into each other's cups. So mm-hmm. just always remember how powerful you are. Remember how precious you are. Remember that your voice matters.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hold back.
Mm-hmm.
And I say don't hold back because you know how sometimes some people feel like, she's shining too much.
Mm-hmm.
Let me dim her light. You know, no, don't let people invalidate you and your purpose. And we're rooting for you, and we want nothing but the best for you.
Thank you.
I just say, let my stutter head quickly come out. Can I just say, look, in all
he's
of these
being
years,
loud because he knows I was about to cry.
Yeah. And I know how to offset that. In all of these years, Shikwan, let's be honest. In all of these years, right?
Yes,
we never care about a bloody runner up or second runner up or whatever. our attention has always been on the actual winner.
But
here comes Lina.
Come on.
Lindy Wemuhena. She's like, you will not ignore me.
Yeah.
Yes, I may be first runner up.
I'm here.
But I'm here.
Please.
Ah, come on.
Come on.
Stop. Shift.
That anointing, man.
Come on.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for your time, Wilson.
Thank you so much, darling.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
It's 9:38 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. When we get back, we say our byes. We've got who do we have lined up? We've got Toya K lined up. We've got ASAP Ferg, Bass lined up, and maybe we'll squeeze in Justin Bieber.
Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.